It's Morning Edition. I'm Mary Ellen Pitney. Governor Gretchen Whitmer gave her Democratic response to the State of the Union address last night. WKAR's Abigail Senske is here with me to talk about it in studio and give us a little context. Good morning, Abigail.
Good morning.
Abigail, first take us through the highlights of Governor Whitmer's response.
So Governor Whitmer's main point of her response was Democrats are doers. She was really focusing a lot on what Democrats, particularly statewide Democrats across the country, other governors are doing, not so much what Washington Democrats are doing. The speech itself, there was a lot of partisan rancor on display between House and Senate Democrats and House and Senate Republicans. The speech began when President Trump refused to shake Speaker Nancy Pelosi's hand and ended with Speaker Nancy Pelosi ripping up the paper remarks. So the whole speech was kind of a split screen between Dems and Republicans, different visions of reality. And Whitmer's response was a split screen of the two versions of Democratic reality, that between the more progressive Democrats and the more moderate Democrats who want to talk about kitchen table issues, focusing on things like passing huge infrastructure spending, enshrining protections for the Affordable Care Act, or making kindergarten free. The governor also pushed back on President Trump's notion of an economic comeback and a blue-collar boom. This is what she had to say about that.
American workers are hurting. In my own state, our neighbors in Wisconsin and Ohio, Pennsylvania, and all over the country, wages have stagnated while CEO pay has skyrocketed. So when the president says the economy is strong, my question is, strong for whom?
While Michigan is on track to be in its ninth straight year of job growth, governor's point is what kind of jobs are people having to work and how many jobs are they holding down to pay the bills?
It's Morning Edition. Abigail Senske is here with us this morning to talk about Governor Whitmer's response to the State of the Union address. So, Abigail, what has the response to the response been?
So I talked with John Selleck, who runs a Lansing public relations firm and ran communications for Governor Whitmer's Republican opponent, former Attorney General Bill Schuette. He said it's basically a two-tier track that the Democrats recruited Whitmer to speak on behalf of them for. One was the actual speech was giving the more progressive caucus the rancor that they wanted, the tearing up of the speech. And Whitmer was to represent this other track of Democrats, representing a more Midwestern Democrat who speaks more moderately.
That is what the goal that the National Democrats have of making sure that its general election base feels like there's still a home for them once there finally is a nominee. And I think in that respect, I don't think it was any accident that Governor Whitmer did not talk about the Washington Democrats getting the job done. She pointed to many, many state-level examples of why those potential general election voters in the Democratic Party should stick with the Democrats.
I also spoke to Annika Donaire, who's an outreach director with the Democratic advocacy group Priorities Michigan. This is how she put it.
I loved how it showcased those kitchen table issues that are so integral to the election, and they can get overlooked by a lot of other kind of sexy issues like impeachment.
Both ultimately agreed that Whitmer delivered. These speeches can kind of stop longer political ambitions or act as a springboard for rising stars. And Whitmer's speech, while it might not blow up in the middle of this march toward the New Hampshire primary and Super Tuesday, it didn't hurt her. It's what Dems wanted, and both Selleck and Donaire agreed on that. So it went well, all things considered.
Politics reporter Abigail Senske giving us analysis of Governor Whitmer's response to the State of the Union address last night. You can read more about this on WKAR.org. Abigail, as always, it's such a pleasure to have you along.
Great to be here.